You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. We'll turn our attention now to San Francisco's mayor's race. When Mayor Ed Lee unexpectedly passed away last December, London Breed became acting mayor, the first African-American woman in that position. But her fellow supervisors voted to remove her from that role after she decided to run for the office. London Breed grew up in San Francisco's Western Addition. She went to high school and grad school in the city. She's been a member of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors since 2012 and the Board's president since 2015. Of the eight candidates for mayor, she's the only one who did not agree to an interview with KELW's news director Ben Trefney. But she did come in to talk with Your Call's Rose Aguilar. Here's an excerpt of that conversation.
You were born and raised here. I've lived here since 95. I'm a California native. And it's amazing to see the changes in this city, as you know. We've got massive inequality. I just read that San Francisco now has the third most billionaires of any city in the world. The average home is about $1 million. A one bedroom in my neighborhood is renting for $4,000. Major homeless encampments. When you look at all these changes, how do you explain how we got to this point?
It's really difficult to explain. I think part of the challenge is, as someone who grew up here, I grew up actually in public housing. I lived there over 20 years of my life. I spent a lot of my time working in the community trying to address issues around violence because we were not only losing my friends to gun violence, but we were losing their kids when I started working in the community after college. And so a lot of my focus has been on working directly in the community and also trying to push as a redevelopment agency commissioner to build more housing and to make sure that there's a real connection between people who are a part of San Francisco and their opportunity to actually access the housing in our city. It's why I fought so hard for neighborhood preference legislation that we passed on the Board of Supervisors, giving 40% preference for people who live in that particular neighborhood. So most of my career has been trying to fight to connect the dots. And how we got here, it's a sad state of affairs. But I do know that between 2010 and 2015, for every eight jobs we created, when we focused on jobs, we only created one unit of housing. We started to build. We have all these different new developments happening all over our city. But a lot of the folks, I think, who are homeless in many ways here in our streets probably were it was easier to hide. And now everyone's kind of being pushed from one place to the next place to the next place. And now you're starting to see it more. Mm-hmm. And what we have to do as a city is propose new, bold ideas to address some of these challenges.
Well, and a lot of people say that some of the reason why we got here is because of some of the policies that have been implemented, for example, under the Lee administration. So to see such massive inequality and people suffering in a city with so much wealth. Angela Alioto, when we had her on, she said it was tech. Jane Kim said it's because HUD has been totally gutted. What are your thoughts about just how we got to this place?
And I will just say that I don't think it's fair to point the finger at one particular individual. All of the candidates who are running pretty much served in some capacity a lot longer than I have.
Right.
We all have to take responsibility for the role that we might have played in the challenges that exist. Yes, of course, for the great things we stand up and we try and talk about great things that we've been able to do. Like, for example, I'm really proud that I got Mayor Lee to give the San Francisco Housing Authority $2 million, and we placed 179 formerly homeless families into permanent affordable housing. So I'm proud of those things, but I do think that we have to make better decisions. We can't continue to let bureaucracy run its course and be reactionary to these problems. We have got to be proactive in dealing with those. For example, building more housing, making sure that we cut the time to build housing in San Francisco in half. We passed inclusionary housing laws so that middle-income residents can finally qualify for affordable housing. You know how it is, especially with teachers and other folks who we talk about building affordable housing for. They make a little bit too much to qualify for affordable housing, but not enough to afford market rate in San Francisco. I pushed to change those inclusionary housing laws, and they passed at the board unanimously. So a family of four, say, for example, making $130,000 a year, that's two teachers potentially, they could actually qualify. But we got to build it. We got to to build more, and we got to connect those people that we know need housing to those opportunities. And my neighborhood preference legislation is also a tool for that purpose.
So you brought up a lot of points there, and not to point fingers, but I did ask Supervisor Kim, because she did vote for the Twitter tax cut, which always gets a lot of attention, right? I mean, talk a little bit about what you will do. What is your relationship going to be like with some of these big businesses? Because here's what happens. These companies go public and they create millionaires overnight. People making $200,000-$300,000 cannot compete with that. This is just the reality that we have here in San Francisco. And the big criticism over that is that there is no quid pro quo, right? The city gave these companies tax cuts. We didn't really get much in return. So what is your relationship going to be like? There's a lot of new employees coming, a lot of money coming. So what's your relationship going to be like?
So my relationship is going to be such, of course, I want to make sure that I hold all companies accountable to pay their fair share. It's why I put Proposition D on the ballot. It's an increase in commercial real estate tax, not retail, commercial real estate, for the purposes of, you know, generating $1 billion that could help pay for housing in San Francisco for formerly homeless, for low, for moderate income residents. I also want to make sure that we are basically tapping into that and developing partnerships and getting those companies to do a couple of things. Help pay for housing. The job growth that they are producing is amazing, but it needs to be, number one, tied to helping us build more housing. And number two, making sure the people who live in San Francisco are tapped into, that there's a connection between those jobs and people who are already residents of San Francisco. I want to make sure these companies have paid internships for our high school students. If it weren't for the mayor's youth employment and training program, I don't know where I'd be. I have a brother, sadly, who is incarcerated. Think about the difference in opportunity, a door that's open to something that's right in the backyard of most of these kids who are left out or forgotten.
Yeah.
Making sure these companies are not just pouring money into the schools, which is also important, but they're bringing these kids into this field and preparing the next generation of young people in this city for those exact opportunities, so that they're not seeking talent outside of our city when we have talent right here.